This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. As if slipping confidence in China's cooling economy isn't bad enough, some of the big foreign banks that do business over there are now worried they have fallen victim to an elaborate commodities scam. Our China correspondent Rob Schmitz has more now on the latest sign that the Chinese economy may be weaker than advertised.
When a U.S. bank decides on whether to give you a business loan, it looks at things like profitability and future cash flow. In China, says J Capital's Ann Stevenson Yang, banks focus on one thing, collateral.
So that means you have something valuable and you give it to the bank provisionally, then they can take it if you don't pay back your loan.
Chinese companies often use things like copper or aluminum as collateral. Commodities like this helped secure $160 billion worth of loans in the past few years. But in the Chinese port of Qingdao this week, a discovery of commodities-backed loan shenanigans.
People found out that the same batch of copper has been taken to more than one bank to take out a loan.
That's Sijin Chen, commodities analyst for Barclays. Chen says China's government has tried to clean up this practice in the past, but
these government-driven initiatives are never going to be very successful if the banks don't think that it's a risky business.
They do now. Big foreign banks like Standard Chartered and Citigroup have sent their people to Qingdao to see if these warehouses of copper actually exist. So far, the government is too busy with an investigation to let them check. J Capital's Stevenson Yang says this fake commodity scam is just the latest problem for China's economy.
China is deflating, and everybody's running around trying to make their particular asset more valuable or to shore up their particular loan. But the fact is, it's like taking your kickboard and holding it up against the tsunami.
Her message to foreign banks in China? You're going to need more than a kickboard. In Shanghai, I'm Rob Schmitz for Marketplace.